This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Absolute Cintron on the Fan. Al Cintron, your favorite theater number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Leagues behind the glass. What's good, brother? So, NFL wild card weekend is officially over. Down to 8 teams. The Yankees and Cody Bellinger had an impact. What the hell's going to happen with them? The Yankees need Cody Bellinger big time. We'll get into that. The Knicks without Cat. I have an interesting trade proposal. Fantasy trade to put out there between the Knicks and the Heat, which would probably make Knicks fans happy. Jet fans rejoicing as Aaron Rodgers is also gone from the playoffs. I don't know what there's to celebrate, Jet fans. You guys have been trash for God knows how long. So now you're rooting for other people to be miserable, just like you. And we might not agree with everything Aaron Rodgers says and does on and off the field, but I think one thing we can agree on, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. Went out 6 points versus the Texans. C.J. Stroud did everything in his power to give that game away. But that Texans defense is legit. And Aaron Rodgers took a beating. The whole Steelers team took a beating. Is this the end for Tomlin? Is this the end for Aaron Rodgers? Well, we're going to find out. Will Mike Tomlin be available? Or will he take time off going to TV, make millions of dollars, and be done with it? I don't think he wants to go that route. We'll see what happens. But if Mike Tomlin's available, what do the Giants do? What do Giant fans want? We talked about this last week. I prefer Tomlin over Harbaugh. Head-to-head. With lesser teams, Tomlin's always gotten the best of John Harbaugh. Chris Mara already met with John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh's met with a lot of teams. A lot of teams. Falcons interview. He's doing his homework. Mike McCarthy. Same thing, he's going to meet with them, or he probably already did at dinner. Which way do you want to go, Giant fans? Do you want John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin? There's been mixed reports. There is demands, and his demands not being true. It's just a rumor. Somebody putting stuff out there. Does Joe Shane get to stay aboard when he shouldn't? Doesn't deserve to come back. He doesn't deserve to make the pick. He doesn't deserve to pick the coach. It's good. Things are going to get real around here. This might be one of the greatest coaching cycles ever. Ever. I know Antonio Pierce impressed during his meeting with the Giants. I know there's people that don't want Kevin Stefanski. I said if it's Jim Schwartz with Kevin Stefanski, then I'm good. Think that works, but Stefanski by himself, no thank you. You know, it's funny, it's selective when it comes to coaches. Success. Everybody says, well, he had success early on, but later on he didn't. But then you hear those same people saying they want Kevin Stefanski to be the Giants coach. Well, Cleveland was a disaster after a great start to his coaching career in Cleveland. Then all hell broke loose. I mean, that organization's a mess. Not worse than the Jets. At least they've been to the playoffs recently. But Stefanski, to me, if you have him with Jim Schwartz, that's the hire to make. Like, those two together, you saw what they did in Cleveland in terms of Schwartz's defense. Let's see what Stefanski does with better talent around him. My number one pick through all this has always been Mike Tomlin if he's available. You got to be in it to win it. And I understand he hasn't won a playoff game in God knows how long, and those playoff games haven't gone well. Last night was an embarrassment. They couldn't do anything on third down. They couldn't do anything against that Texans defense. Aaron Rodgers was cursing up a storm because guys were doing the wrong thing, not in the right place. It was bad. It was bad. DK Metcalf is back. No difference. He drops a big ball as well in this game early on. Could have given the Steelers a lot of momentum, but it didn't. So Aaron Rodgers faced during the replay. But is this the end of Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh? If it happened to John Harbaugh, I could see it happening to Mike Tomlin as well. The question is, how does it happen? Is it via a trade? Is it mutual parting of ways? I don't want to see the Steelers firing him. I don't see it happening at all. I see them just figuring it out so no one looks bad and everybody moves on. New era of Steelers football. There'll be a new era of Baltimore football in the same division. Aaron Rodgers is not under contract for next year. Sounds like he doesn't want to play anymore. Said he's going to go home and talk to his wife. See what happens with that. But I'm hoping Mike Tomlin's available because I'm interested to see how it shakes out with the Giants. I'm hoping. Tomlin scares me more than Harbaugh. He just does. He's done more with less. He's done more with less. Those Baltimore Ravens teams, especially with Lamar, were loaded teams. Loaded teams. And the same stupid mistakes happen over and over. Shooting themselves in the foot. Penalties. Just falling short in the playoffs. The beginning was Lamar. Then it's coaching decisions. And again, when your second best player is sitting on the bench in crunch time, Derrick Henry, that's coaching. That's stupidity. Imagine John Harbaugh was the Giants coach and it's Jackson Dart, Cam Scadable, Malik Nabers. And in the biggest drive of the game, Malik Nabers is nowhere to be seen on the field. And he's healthy. And the Giants lose. Giant fans will lose their mind. And rightfully so. They lose their mind. That's happened way too many times with John Harbaugh. Blowing fourth quarter leads, double digit leads has happened way too often with John Harbaugh. That wouldn't fly here for 18 years, let alone 1 year. With a fan base that's starving for winning football. I'm not a big John Harbaugh guy. I'm just not. Mike Tomlin, the consistency, I understand, again, hasn't won a playoff game in God knows how long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. salad. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But he's been 500 or better with multiple different quarterbacks. His only mistakes, honestly, have been the OCs he's picked. Especially the last couple. Just boring. Boring. Steelers fans wanted Canada gone a long time ago. He didn't do it. Then he brings in Arthur Smith. Boring. This is boring. Watching that Steelers offense, boring. And they have guys on the offensive end. They do on the offensive side of the ball. They did nothing on third down versus the Texans. Nothing. And again, the Texans did everything in their power. C.J. Stroud did everything in his power to give the game away. All the turnovers. And nothing. No sniff of the end zone. Nothing. And they're going home. We'll see what happens with Pittsburgh now. Again, if Mike Tomlin is available and he wants to keep coaching, which I believe he does, the Giants need to make that call, if they haven't already. Do the back channels and figure out what Tomlin wants to do. And if he still has that fire in his belly, which I believe he does. Maybe just needs a change of scenery. One Super Bowl. I get Steelers fans' frustration. It's the same thing here with the Yankees and Brian Cashman. You got to be in it to win it. Me, as a suffering Met fan, who has never seen back-to-back-to-back playoff appearances, would love to have the success the Yankees have had under Brian Cashman. Yes, no World Series since 2009, but in the playoffs almost every damn year. We don't have that as Met fans. We don't. Even with Steve Cohen as owner. 1 year good, 1 year bad. 1 year good, 1 year bad. Well, this is supposed to be 1 year good if that trend continues. Same thing with my football team. Bad football for a long time. Giant fans, you notice you've had bad football for a long time. You got to be in it to win it. Mike Tomlin's a leader of men. You never hear anybody say a bad word about him. From his current to former players, they love playing for him. Love playing for him. His press conferences would be hilarious. We'd have a field day with them. But me, I prefer Mike Tomlin over John Harbaugh. Heck, I prefer Mike McCarthy over John Harbaugh. Matt LaFleur looks like they're going to work it out in Green Bay. We'll see what happens. Things can change. He might want a significant pay raise in a pack and say, nah, we're good. And then he becomes available because he's got only 1 year left on his deal. Maybe the Packers say, all right, time to go our separate ways. We're not going to pay you what you think you're worth when you've done nothing in the postseason. No Super Bowl. Seventh seed. And if the playoffs weren't expanded, you wouldn't even be in the damn playoffs. But that's not the case. You've made the playoffs, had disappointing outings. Maybe Green Bay doesn't want to pay Matt LaFleur what he wants. And now he becomes available. So which do you want, Giant fans? Mike Tomlin, Matt LaFleur, John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, with or without Jim Schwartz, Antonio Pierce. Let me know. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tyler in Long Island. You're on the Fan. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Going good. So you had some good points. I think the big issue right now is keeping the GM from the Giants. I think you got a clean house. These coaches, whether it's Harbaugh or Tomlin, even if Tomlin becomes available, LaFleur, I just think they're going to want, you know, someone that they can go in fresh with. And, you know, they've seen some of these draft picks. Yeah, they've worked out. I mean, Dart's going to be a great quarterback. Scataboo looked good. Neighbors good. The defense looks good. You know, they just need a secondary. But I don't agree with the whole Tomlin thing. I think that their number one pick should be Harbaugh, only because just the way, you know, his teams dominate more than the Steelers dominate, if that makes sense.
His teams dominate more than Tomlin, but he's had loaded teams and no Super Bowl appearances at all. I know Tomlin the same thing, but he's had lesser talent.
You know, I feel like the Steelers are just, they're always on the cusp. You know, one or two things went well for the Steelers this year, and that's why they got in. You know, the Ravens, if Lamar doesn't get hurt, I mean, the Ravens, they walk into the playoffs. You know, it's not even a question.
Well, we can do ifs with a lot of things. Thanks for the call, Tyler. We can say that about a lot of things. If it didn't happen. You need luck. I hate when people say, oh, they got lucky. Yeah, who cares? You need luck. You need the ball to bounce your way when you think it's not going to happen. You saw the videos of Raven fans. They do the selfie video at the TV. They're ready to celebrate. Field goals missed. Whoops! Embarrassing. It happens. You need luck along the way. You need things to break your way. I enjoyed one hell of a ride last year. One hell of a ride. Things broke my team's way. I walked out of the room and missed the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary live because I thought the game was over. Dumbass I am. Walked out. Said, this is over. And my phone blows up for my dad. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Hail Mary, missed it live. Whoops. You need luck along the way. Like I said, hey, it's a home run regardless. If it's Harbaugh, if it's Tomlin, if it's McCarthy, if it's Stefanski with Jim Schwartz, those are all home runs. You can't go wrong with either one. Out of all those, you can't go wrong. I just think it's a big mistake if Joe Shane is the one doing it. You got to cleanse the building. Cleanse the building. New energy, new people running the show, a new energy. You can't have the same stench in that building, the same garbage in that building. Throw out the trash. Move on. Bring a new voice, new leadership, new energy. Because I can't be the only one that's sick of seeing Joe Shane. I can't. With a stupid smirk, losing record, no success at all, made the playoffs with another man's roster, stupid decision after stupid decision. Yeah, you got rid of the coach. Yeah, you got rid of the defense coordinator. Well, clean the whole thing up. See you later, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.